So I said, all right, it's time for you to get up and make that thing happen. And so would you talk to me about those two things?
Yeah. So the one thing for the appointment and, like, taking control of that, I kind of knew going in, like, the questions I'm supposed to ask. But when we sat down and you did it with us, it showed – because I was always nervous to ask, like, hey, what made you agree to meet with me today? Like, why do you guys agree to meet? And I always thought that that was an awkward question. And a lot of those questions can be a little bit harder than, you know, like, they're harder questions than just going in and, like, doing the, you know, going through the motions. But when I saw you do it, it was – it showed, like, confidence. Like, it was like, oh, this – there's a process to this thing, and, like, we're going to talk about it. And so
– and maybe I really – want to know. I mean,
yeah.
That's the other
thing. You do want to know.
It's not a ploy, right? It's not a ploy. I really want to know why are you
yeah. –
why did you let me in? What are the problems
yeah.
you're having? Where are your struggles? I mean, it's not just one thing, right? It's like, I want to know where your difficulties are. So, yeah. Keep going.
No, and you have to, because otherwise you're just going – you're a quote. You're not figuring something out. You're not finding the dominant buying motive of, like, what do they actually want? So, what can I solve? So that's another good question, too. What's something that I can solve? What's a good problem that we can solve? Or what, you know, how is it? In asking those qualifying questions, and I was always nervous to ask them. But now it shows, like, one, it is the process. Like, it's moving them along the buying process. And all of that. And it shows, like, honestly, I think it's worse. I mean, I know it's worse to go in and just, hey, you know, we'll look at your policies. Okay, we'll come back with something. Or, you know, like, it's just, that's too sloppy. But, and nobody's doing this, by the way. Like, I mean, only the best agents are going in and actually, like, controlling the process and asking the questions and finding those motives, because otherwise, you're going in, you're just a quote, you know. It's, you know, otherwise we're going in and we're finding the pain points and we're fixing problems and we're, you know, doing all this. But if I don't ask those questions, they're not bringing it up, you know.
Well, no, of course not, because then they also realize that you don't care enough. It's not about being a really slick, experienced salesperson. It's about being the person that cares enough to find out what's really going on for them. And so, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think sometimes people think that sales is about memorizing all this stuff and having all these techniques and saying all the right things. And, you know, and that's kind of what was getting you caught up with some of the other salespeople that you listen to. It's like, oh, my gosh, I got to remember all this stuff. I got to do this thing. And, man, how come that works for them and it doesn't work for me? Well, when you shifted and said, all right, look, this is really about me just caring about them enough as people to find out what's really going on, why are they meeting with me, where are the challenges that they're having, and what's the relationship like currently with their agent, with their insurance company? Is this something that they even see themselves making a change or not? And then you, frankly, caring enough about yourself to ask the questions, because if they're not really interested in having an authentic conversation, then why are you there, right? Why do you allow yourself to stay in it,
right?
For sure. Yes. So that's a big shift that I've seen in you too, is that you're not just going to allow somebody else to take control when, and you know, it's funny, you said, what was so cool is you said the best salespeople, the best people in this industry. And Taylor, what I want you to know is that has nothing to do with age.
No,
right? I mean, listen to yourself now, right? I mean, the best people choose to care enough to ask the questions and to get the answers.
Yep.
And I'm so proud. I mean, I'm super proud of you for that, right? Because, I mean, listen to what you're saying. The best people in this industry are those people that are doing that. And guess what? You are correct. Most people don't.
Yeah,
most
that's what's crazy.
Don't.
A huge
percentage.
So
why?
If I go in and ask those questions and control the process, it's like a shock, because it's going to be like, oh, I've never seen this before. I've never had this. And then what that comes off as, this guy's a professional. It doesn't matter how old I am. you're a professional. Like, I go in, I know this, you know, it's an exact process. I'm asking the exact questions. I'm taking the notes. I'm setting the next appointment. I'm going away. I'm doing the stuff. I'm going to the next appointment. Like, it's,
right.
And that guy's like, man, my other guy came in, grabbed my book, left. He came back in 4 weeks with, you know, it's like,
yeah,
it's everything. Everybody else is sloppy. So the people that, the people that can actually have a process and do it correctly, they're going to stand out like a sore thumb, you know?
It's, well, okay, so who's the only other person that maybe is doing this? The incumbent. So maybe their agent is doing this, or maybe they won out overpriced or something else, or maybe they just got sloppy or lazy over time, or maybe they didn't, but it's up to you to find out.
I'm gonna find out. I was going to say, yeah, that's what I'm going to find out, though, you know, because – That's one of the questions is going to be, you know, so we're going to find out what they're doing, and really that's going to show, like, because honestly, like, this whole thing could be really, we're just looking for people who aren't being taken care of properly. Like, really, like, if I go into a place and my agent, you know, he's always on top of things. I golf with him every weekend. Like, that's, there's no shot there. I mean, so it's going to be one of those things where you, and that's why you qualify too. So you don't just give them a number, but yeah, so that's
right. And when do you want to find that out? Right. When do you want to
right
find
in
out?
That first day? I would rather find out on the first phone call and not even make it to the, but you know,
yeah. But sometimes they're going to bluff, right? I mean, sometimes you're going to hear stuff. Cause remember if I don't know you, I don't trust you.
Yes, right. So
I'm going to say whatever I got to say, just because we talked about that last time. All right.
Yeah.
So now tell me a little bit about, I asked you to go back and take control of this awesome relationship that one of, that has with this insured that gave him a ton of referrals. And the deal was,